good. I think we expressed some differences. And I think the voters got a chance to listen in and learn. And whether they watch it tonight or not, I'm sure it'll be available to them at other opportunities. But I was pleased that I got my message across of how important jobs are to the future of our state and how important pension reform was to that. And my three opponents failed to rise to the occasion to support that, unfortunately, and how important it is that we, in this culture of overtaxation, if we're going to create jobs in the state. So I was pleased to get my message across on taxes, shoring up our foundational footing as a state, education reform, workplace reforms, and any of the culture of corruption.
Where did you think you scored the most points beyond your own message? Did you think you jabbed the others hard enough, or it seemed to be more?
Well, I wasn't. You know, we're Republicans. We're friendly. It wasn't about jabbing the others. It was about our message and how we could relate to the voters and hopefully give them the vision that we have for their future, the future of Illinois. We'll leave that to you guys.
There was a question, how do you convince voters you are moderate enough to win? I heard a bit of a gasp in this crowd. In a Republican primary, shouldn't the question be, how do you convince voters you're conservative enough?
Well, I think people are looking for someone who's conservative, who has the dedication, particularly the fiscal conservativeness, to lead this state out of this horrific financial condition. But I also think we need someone who's compassionate, as George Bush was and talked about, a compassionate conservative who understands the struggles that people are going through in their daily lives each and every day.
How do you make up the gap here? You've probably seen some numbers out there that you're floating around second place.
Well, we've seen some polls that are pretty much electronic polls that depend a great deal on what I would say is name recognition. There's no question that Bruce Rauner spent millions and millions of his own money and others to develop his name ID, but there's no foundation under that. We've got a strong core foundation from past elections that have proven what we stand for. I've earned the trust of, as I said, 1.7 million voters in this state. Bruce Rauner's got a long way to go before his name ID actually means results on Election Day. No, they've been weak on this issue the whole campaign. I think Illinois is looking for a governor who will be bold in his initiatives. It didn't surprise me at all. They've continued to be weak on this issue just like they were on pension reform. Anybody else?
Senator, a week ago Sunday, Bruce Rauner made the statement that Mayor Bloomberg was both a terrific and phenomenal mayor of New York City. He's well known for his positions on gun control and limiting the size of soda pop that one could drink. How would you characterize his service as mayor?
I think he's been drinking too much of that soda pop. I mean, Mayor Bloomberg is not the kind of governor Bill Brady will be. Bill Brady will be a governor who gives back personal responsibility, doesn't overtax, and deals with economic advancement. I don't know where Bruce Rauner came up with that, but I don't think Bloomberg is the kind of governor the people of Illinois want. Thank you.
Where?